Okay, Wednesday night, Chavos Halvavos, Shar HaBitachon, Perek Dalid. He's going through different relationships and how to apply Bitachon. He's talking about asking people for favors and your attitude, what's in your mind when you're asking someone for a favor or for a raise or for anything. So you're looking at them as the seed and the fertilizer and rain, and so you know it's Hashem, and that's who you're really asking the favor from, and these are the channels to which Hashem will work. And if Hashem doesn't want to give you the raise, the boss is not going to give you a raise. And when Hashem wants you to have more money, so even if the boss says no raise, maybe it has to come a different way. Maybe the boss will give you more work and you earn you more money that way. You'll have to work another hour every day and you'll get you more money that way.
I'm going to work more and get more money.
If your purpose of getting, we learned already that, if your purpose in getting more money, if your purpose in working more is to get more money and it's more than you need, it's not a question of allowed, then it's a violation of bitachon. It's a flaw in your bitachon. If it's to make ends meet, then you have to do whatever you can to make ends meet. And if you're not making ends meet, then you have to work more to make ends meet. That's only because it's a shtadlus. Okay, that we learned already. I don't want to repeat it. Page Kuf Nun. V'chein 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh line. Okay, we learned that also. That this is where we left off really. That the Cholosh and the Chazak, if they're both capable of doing it for you, this is like a litmus test if you really have bitachon. Meaning, if you have bitachon, meaning if you're really relying on Hashem, not on people. The litmus test is whether it's all the same to you who you ask for the favor if they're both capable of doing it. But you think one's more likely to do it, or one's more ready to do it, or one is holding by doing it more, that should be irrelevant. If they're both capable of doing it, then it should be equal in your eyes. That's the litmus test of bitachon. And again, we're not talking about naveira, but that's how you know if you're having bitachon or not. And you have what to work on. They should both be equal, because they're both capable of doing it. The yiftach b'milu chetzo el Hashem, and the one you're relying on to fulfill your will is Hashem. These people are just the channels through which Hashem is working. Now, the amnasis adidei echad mehem. Now he's moving on to the next step. He's telling the Baal Bitachon how to think, what to think. Let's say what he wants is indeed done. Yodel Hashem yishader v'yishroma Hashem milei yishchetzo. So the first step is thank you Hashem. That's your first stop, is to thank Hashem. The Yevorech, and now Judaism demands that he thanks the Shliach of Hashem, that he say thank you to that person too. The Yevorech Gamas Asher Nasus Al Yodo, the one through whom this happened. Al Ritzono, what are you thanking him for? Al Ritzono, the Kavanoso Hatova, he made a good Bechira, he made a choice to help you. So you're thanking him for that choice. I mean, you don't have to say those words to him. In case he's not a Baal Bechira, he may think you're nuts, or he may get insulted. But in your mind, you're thanking him, first of all, for his good choice. And the reason thanks is coming to him, the Chavos Halvavos says, this is another reason. You're thanking him, Al Ritzono V'Kavanoso HaTova, and Lefi, I guess it means so. Lefi Shasibiv Hashem Tovoso Al Yodo. You also, in other words, he's someone that's worthy of thanks, and he deserves that you should thank him, because the very fact that Hashem chose him, this is a different svara. The very fact that Hashem chose him to be the vehicle through which a good thing was done to you means he's a good person. Hashem this is what the Gemara calls, and Chazal is about to bring it down, good things come about in this world through good people, and the opposite comes about through not good people. So a person who was zoche to be the conduit, the channel for Hashem Shafa, is worthy of honor and deserves your thank you. Maybe it deserves your honor, he deserves your thank you because he made a good choice, and he's worthy of honor because Hashem chose him to be the vehicle. L'fisha sibe v'Hashem tavosu al yodo, u'mino yodua she'en Hashem yisale osa hatov kima yudei tzadikim. It doesn't have to be a tzadik gomor, but it means part of a good person brings out good things. Hashem uses good people to send good things to the world.
Does this apply to a non-Jew also?
Which angle? If a non-Jew does something good for you? I don't see why not. It doesn't have to be a tzaddik. That's what I mean. I don't think he has to be a tzaddik objectively. It means he's a worthy vehicle. So he's deserving of something if he's a worthy vehicle. Hashem doesn't... Yadua shein Hashem yisal osa atov kim al yadei tzaddikim. Uma'at ma'od hu sheyera kilkol al yadeim. And it's very seldom, it's rare, that bid will come through them. Moshe Omru Harishonim, Megalgul and Schus al Yedei Zakai, the Chovar al Yedei Chayov, the Omer lo Yunel Tzadik Olavim. I don't see why it couldn't apply to a guy.
But does the guy have to be somebody who's Yirat Shemayim? Because
no, he could be a good person. I mean, you know, I
I'll give you a perfect example.
Yeah.
In today's work world, there are a lot of Indians who are bosses. The Indians, they observe what others are. Okay, that's their culture. Okay, so how does this sort of fit into that?
What are they? They're the source of parnosa for a lot of Jews. I thought they're the workers.
No,
they're the employees or the employers.
Both now. They're relegated to a lot of management positions.
I don't know if a person should work for Oved Avodah Zarah. I don't know. If he does a good job, the guy... Most of the jobs in the economy.
No,
come on.
Realistically, most of your American jobs, you have Indians in management.
But they're not your direct bosses. If you do a good job, he's not going to go be molded to Avodah Zarah, you know, for having a good day. Or else I don't know if you're allowed to. The Gemara says, you have to be very careful with an Oved Avodah Zarah, not to be the cause of him thanking his Avodah Zarah, worshipping his Avodah Zarah. The Gemara, that's Masechet Avodah Zarah, is a third of it is about that. So, I don't know, if you could have a direct boss in Oved Avodah Zarah, it's very likely to happen. I would say you have to ask a shayla.
Knowing the insurance companies, that's...
We're talking about a direct boss. I don't know, I didn't think they're the workers. They outsource to India.
They're outsourcing the management.
What?
They have outsourced the management.
Management means he runs the show, but he doesn't write your paycheck. You're not...
You report directly to him.
Okay. And then a shayla should be asked. If you know anyone in that position, I will have to ask a shayla. Your mom is in a position of... Of making him be modal Avodah Zarah Shalom.
So based on what the Rav said a few minutes ago, should we be in a state of bliss, walking around, thanking everybody who does mitzvahs for us all the time? Because Hashem is raining down his shefa, and these mitzvahs are coming. Should we thank everybody like we're...
But you know, step one, he says, is to thank Hashem. So when you finish thanking Hashem, you can start working on thanking everybody. And Hanami, you should go over to the... Theoretically, you should go over to the guy driving the Tnuva milk truck, and you should thank him for bringing you milk today. Yes.
He's getting paid for it. Does that make a difference?
What?
He's getting paid for it.
No.
It's not like he chose to do it. He's getting paid for it.
Chazal are replete with cases and examples where that's not relevant. And especially the way we're learning in the Chovos HaLevavos is not relevant. Because even if he did it because he's a great guy, you're never thanking him for doing it. It's always Hashem. So you're thanking him because he's deserving of something because he was the conduit. So he's the conduit and the channel, even if he got paid for it.
So every job service is only the tzaddik,
He's not telling you to worship the guy. He's saying to say, give him a nice, warm thank you. Everybody says thank you to, I would hope, everybody says thank you to the bus driver when they leave the bus. I imagine, I think. I see it. People say thank you.
We should assume that everyone's a tzaddik. I mean, part of the other reason is that...
That's why I don't think he means an objective tzaddik. He means in this Indian, if he was the channel through which Hashem brought down good things to the world, so he has to be recognized as a person that was worthy of being that channel. Why would an Avodah Zarah be chosen to be that channel? That I don't know. I can't answer you. Maybe he has some schusim. Maybe he does some binod machaveros. It's other cheshbonos in Shemayim. Not always does this. This was the big machlokus with the Zionism, no? That the Satma Shita. Well, if you see the Satma Rav Sefer, he says it's impossible. It's inconceivable that a good thing should come down to the world through the channel of Rishoyim, who essentially are Kofrim, and etc. The Satmar Rav's Shita, if you look at his Svarim, this is really the underpinnings of his Shita, that it's inconceivable. It's a strong point. It's a strong point. So the answer, I don't know if there's an answer, those that answer it and say it is conceivable, so they have to get Kabbalistic, and you have to go back to Yehuda and Tamar, that there are things that look bad and they're so high and they're so special that there's a Kabbalistic concept that it has to happen like this. Like it has to happen through the back door. And that's what you find by Yehuda and Tamar and David HaMelech's mother. And you have Rus and Boaz, you have that concept in Kabbalah where things come in through the back door. So this is such a thing as well. That's like the answer, so to speak. Or I have my answer from Yecheskel, that it really doesn't answer his kasha, the Chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. Still a question why they would be the channels for it. Right, by the Arba Mitzvorim. What's Taka the Teretz? I mean, we're learning in the Chayvus Halvavus. What happened to the rule of Megalgal and Schus Adidei Zakai V'chol Adidei Chayiv? It's a good question. What's the answer? I don't know. You never know how. Maybe sometimes Hashem wants you to see that He's really the source, and you shouldn't make the mistake that they're the source. So He uses an inappropriate middleman so that. But it's still such a, I don't know, we're speculating, we don't know. Okay.